Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marani Mirasi Shifli Nishmas, Maras Esther, Asrik Shimoras, Chanab Somas, Chanab Matsumir Zev. And we've been learning Sugya and Baba Kama. We already discussed the Sugya, but so many different ways of understanding the Torah. It's just incredible. Incredible. Omira Tag Marav, and Sechet Baba Kama, Dafid Aleph, and Aleph. Omar, the Omar Ula Omar Rabbi Lazar. Buddha said the name Rabbi Lazar. Shilya Shayatza Mitzasa of Yom Rishon. Mitzasa of Yom Sheni, Mani Lab Yom Rishon. If a woman suffered a miscarriage and the amniotic sac emerged partially during the first day, partially during the second day, we count the days of childbirth, Tumah, from her first day. As the counting of the days of Tumah begin, as soon as the amniotic sac begins to emerge. So as Rashi explains, every amniotic sac is assumed to contain the fetus, and even if we don't see it, and it has to be that rove of the fetus came out, Sula assumes that the rove came out. And Amar Rava, my da teich l'chumra. You want to be machmir, says Rava. Chumra das lidei kulu. There's a stringency that's going to lead to a leniency. Because you're going to declare her tar, counting from the first day. And thus she will become tar a day earlier. Because we don't know if it's a zachar or a nekeva. So you assume l'mat l'chumra that it's a nekeva. She has 14 days of tuma. And then start her pure days. So if you start earlier, then her pure days, her days of tara, are going to start a day earlier. So she has to be choshesh for tumah already on the first day, misafek, but the actual counting is only from the second day. Tell me that there's no even part of an amniotic sac doesn't emerge without a portion of the remnants of the aborted fetus within it. We already learned this. Shilya she so as Rashi explains, first Rashi, that if it would be possible that an amniotic sac could emerge partially without any part of the dissolved fetus within it, then we wouldn't declare tahor an item that the woman touched during the first day, because of the possibility that a majority of fetus emerged during the first day would be a sfeik sfeika. Maybe there was no fetus at all. If there was a fetus, and maybe it was a miut, it wasn't a rov. So we wouldn't be able to machmir. But now we say, no, there was definitely a fetus in there, and the male is only one suffix, and the misafik were mitami. But we already learned that. The Nina, we learned by, in Nikbuchoiris, Shilya Shiatza Mitzas Asura Ba'achila. If an amniotic sac emerged partially from an animal before it was slaughtered, it, i.e., the sac, is prohibited to be eaten. Because the shechita wasn't matir. The shechita is only matir what's in the body. So if a pregnant cow is slaughtered, the fetus is permitted for consumption. But if it gets extended a limb outside the body before the shechita, the limb is forbidden. Accordingly, it would seem to follow that if an amniotic sac emerges partially before the slaughter, the part that remains within should be permitted. This Mishnah rules, however, it's not the case. Rather, the entire sac, even that portion that never came out of the animal's womb, may not be eaten. And this is true even if there was no discernible fetus contained within the portion of the sac that emerged. Because the Mishnah explains, Simen Vlad Beisha, Simen Vlad Betum, because an amniotic sac is a sign of fetus in a woman, a sign of fetus in an animal. So the reason that partial emergence of an amniotic sac renders the entire sac prohibited to be eaten is because that partial emergence means that definitely there was a fetus in there, just like there's definitely a fetus in the amniotic sac of a woman. So maybe there's a rove in there. And if there was a rove, then it was born, and then the whole thing is asur. So therefore, the shechita is not going to be effective. So we already learned that word, that... Ain't mixed to show you below that. And the Gemara answers, but the Gemara answers, would have learned from the Mishnah, I would have said, and in truth, part of an amniotic sac can emerge without any portion of the fetus inside of it. And then when the Mishnah says that an amniotic sac is a signal of a fetus, it only means that the complete emergence is a fetus. It doesn't necessarily mean that a partial emergence of a sac heralds the partial emergence of a fetus. Ugzera miktsasa tukula. And the Mishnah there forbids eating the sac when it emerges partially, only because of a decree that it might be mistakenly permitted when the sac emerges totally. So the partial emergence doesn't include a fetus necessarily. But the rabbis declared the sac forbidden in such a case because they feared that people seeing that such a sac was permitted would mistakenly deduce that an amniotic sac without a visible fetus is deemed not to contain the fetus at all. So this erroneous conclusion would lead them to permit the eating of an animal sac that emerged completely, an amniotic sac that emerged completely from the animal's womb and then withdrew back in the womb. In truth, such a sac is definitely not permitted because we assume that a dissolved fetus was contained within the sac when it was born and emerged. So they said that even if a little bit comes out, atu when the whole thing comes out. Kamashman ula, no. That even part of the sac doesn't emerge without containing some portion of the fetus. Therefore, the woman is tame because part of it comes out because we assume that that there was roiv of the baby inside. Anyway, that's the tamsis inyan. That's the sugya. We see akopanim from the gemore that the rechoshish miyam rishon for tuma is because ain makes a shayah below vlad. But if it was shayah makes a shayah below vlad, she'd be to her on the first day, mikar sveik sveike. Safek im chelik chelik mevlad yatzav and miktas, afilu yatzav chelik menavlad, shemle yatzav ruba, or rosha, like Rashi says in Dibra Maschu de'ein. So if not for the fact they didn't make the shib loy vlad, we'd be matir al tzvek sveket. Katvot tosvot, Dibra Matchil de'ein, im toim al Rebbe Lozor, do omar choshishin, Mishum de'en. The Rebbe Lozor Dharma Choshish and Mishum de'en makes a share below Vlad. Avalim Haya makes a share below Vlad. Loisa Choshesh is Hechi Dami. Does it say? And if you're going to say, according to Rebbe Lozor, who says, Choshish and Mishum de'en makes a Shilya. Beloy Vlad. Avalim Haya makes a share below Vlad. Loisa Choshesh is Hechi Dami. Even Rishas Harab Mefilu B'chad Sveik Matarina, the Rishas Harab Mefilu B'Sofik Sveik Sveik Anami Tomei. That's not called Sveik Shtecho Laharbas Shisiachat Afilu Sveik Sveik Atomei. Tosfos says, listen, according to Ulan Rebbe Lozor, why are we Chosh on the first day? Because any mix of Sheva Lov Lad. But if there'd be a mix of Sheva Lov Lad, we wouldn't be Choshish. Why not? If we're talking about Rishas Harabim, even if there's only one suffix, we're mitayr. Because suffix term Rishas Harabim is tar. And if we're talking about Rishas Hayochid, even a sveik sveika also. Even a sveik sveika, we're mitameh. As it says in the Mishnah in Taharis, in the sixth parak, the fourth Mishnah, kol sveika shteichol laharbo is b'rishus Hayochid, afilu sveik sveika tameh. Doesn't matter how many sveikas there are, in Rishas Hayochid, mit'ale sveikas is still mitameh. What's the pshat? For kosev hashita mekubetzes b'shem harab Rabbi Yishaya. Right. So what are we talking about over here? That we need to say we would be matir if it was a sveik sveik. If we're talking about a mishus hayochid, sveik sveik is not going to help us to be matir because it doesn't matter how many sveikas there are in mishus hayochid. We're matamish. Sofik tom mishus hayochid is tome. So the shita mekubetzes in the name of Rabbeinu Yishaya writes as follows: Ve'in lo yemar v'Rabbi Elozer de'ocho. זאת אומרת, רבי אלעזר בן פדוסה המוירו, כרבי אלעזר בן שמוע, תנה. דפולג עלי דרבונן ואומר, סופק בי התור, משום דאוב עלי ספק ספקה. דבי פילקה בסרד, אבוי דזורת, בוי לב תלמודה, דו, So you see from the Shita Mekubetz that Rebbe Lazar ben Shamua learns that Sveik Sveike is Tohol even in Rishus HaYochid, and he argues with the Chum. That's why the Shita Mekubetz has to say, don't say Rebbe Lazar here, who's an Amoiro. Rebbe Lazar ben Pidos holds like Rebbe Lazar ben Shamua, the Tana. Who argues with the rabbis and his metayer sveik sveik we should say ochit. Don't think that. Because we see in the last parak of Avodah Zarah that we're mesupik if Rebbe Lazar ben Pidas actually holds like Rebbe Lazar ben Shamua. So don't say that just because one Rebbe Lazar says, just because the Tana says, Sofik Tuma Bilshus Ayochid is Tor, if you have a Sveik Sveike, don't think that the Amora, Rebbe Lazar ben Pidas, holds that way also. So he's disabusing us from that notion. Don't think that Rebbe Lazar ben Pidas, the Amora, holds like Rebbe Lazar ben Pidas, the Tana, because we see in the Gemara it's not so. The Gemara is not clear if they, if their opinions are consistent. But Memela, we see from here Yisoid that Rebbe Lazar ben Shamua, the Tane, holds that Sveik Sveik is Torah even Rishus Ayachid. And he argues with the Chachamim that Sveik Sveik of Rishus Ayachid is Tame. Ukedei shenavin et ha-machloket, biur ha-machloket, Rebbe Lazar v'chachomim, l'gabei sofik, in order to understand the Shita Merubetzes, we first have to be makdim to explain the machlokes Rebbe Lazar v'chachomim l'gabei sofik tume. Okay, and this is based on the, we've been learning the chidushim, which I absolutely enamored with, of Rav Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky, who was the Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshivas Ner Yisrael, Baltimore, and his chidushim are so sweet and so well written. So we've been going through his shiurim on Bava Kama recently, and fortunately it's a big sefer, so there's a lot more to do. It's really exciting. It's God should give his life. Anyway, we're going to go on his derech. Says the Gemara in Soita and Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis. Mikan ata don l'sheretz. So you see from this Gemara that you learn from Sota that Sofek Tuma Bilshu Sayochid is Tomei like Vaday Tuma. So now the Sofek is, what's the din if you have a Sveik Sveike? Do we say if you have a Sveik Sveike that Sofek is Kevadai or not? L'choira, din ze yiye talui b'ma shenechlaku harishonim b'bi'ur ha-machloket bein Rabbi Elazar v'chachomim המובאת במשנה במסכת טהרות, שכתוב בטהרות, נכנס לביקה, this is פרק וב משנה, בימוי סגי שמים, you go into a ביקה, into a valley, you go into a valley, in other words, this din of Sofek Tuma, Sveik Sveika, do we say Sveik Sveika? Do we say that the Sofek Tuma is Kevadai? Is going to be totally in a machlokas, in the machlokas Rishonim, in the machlokas between Rebbe Lazar and the Chachamim, brought in the Mishnah and Tyrus. So it says if you go into a Bika, Bika is a valley, in the rain season, it has a din Rishus Sayochid, V'tuma Besada Plainis, I don't know if I went to that seder or not. Lazar is metar and chachamim are metame. Rashi writes in Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, v'chi pligi rabbonan alei de Rabbi Lazar, hechi demalia stei sodet tuma. Yala lo efshel de lo heyu, v'lek elachat sofik. Stomeret, the field is filled with tuma. So if you went into this field, yevadei were metame. So we see, the Mishnah is not talking about a sfeik sfeike. The Mishnah is only talking about one sofik. In other words, he's mesupik if he went into the field or he didn't go into the field. Because if he vaday went into the field, he's going to be tamei. Because when Rashi holds, we're talking about a sada that's filled with tumah. It's tumah in gansen. May I time for this reason, chachamim hold that it's tamei. Shutamei, why is he tamei? Because there's only one sofik. But Rabbi Lazar holds that there's a special halacha in Safik Bia where he's not sure if he came into the field or not. That's Safik Bia. Shehochen b'sveikoy lahaka. You go to Kula. Since this suffix is not like Sota, we don't go Lachumra like other Sfeikas of Tumah. Normally we go Lachumra like a suffix of Sota. Did she have B or didn't she have B? Did they have relations or did they not? But here we don't even know if he even went into the field. So if we don't even know if he went into the Makom of Tumah, that's not similar to Sota. And Mimela, we're Mekel. It says, Mashma Mirashi, Shim lo haita tzadem leya tum'a. Both in shoes, fake, fake. According to Rashi, if it would be a fake, fake, the kule alma, we would say tar. The kule alma, we'd say tar if this is fake, fake. So it comes out now. Again, this is the explaining the Shita Mekubetzes who reference the last parak of Avodah Zarah, and this is the sugya of Avodah Zarah. So, if it be a sfeik sfeika, everybody would say tahor. However, the Rashbam in Bava Basri, and Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, explains the machlokas Rebbe Lozen Rabbanan, ba'ofen achir, shehu katav zeh lashono, ani mitzatet, et lashon Rashbam. Hecha de misafkale im nichnas ba oisa sade. Vim timsaloy mar nichnas. Safek im ba ad mako in tumo im lav. Besfek sveka hu vitar. Aval hecha de leka ala safek maga de pshitale de nichnas ba oisa sade. Ala safek lam raga ba kevro im lav. Chad de sveka hu vitane. Is mevuar. That the Rebbe Lazar is mitayar is not because it is a special halacha. Besafek bia. Shehochan besveka lahakal. But because Rabbi Lazar holds that Sofek Bia is a Sfek Sfek. And Rabbi Lazar holds that even Betumah, you go Lukula by Sfek Sfek. That's the sheet of the Rashbam. That if you have a Sofek Tumet, Hechad Misafkalev, when he's Misupakim Nichnas Baisa Sade, he doesn't know if he went into the field. Vimtim Silarma Nichnas Sofekim Bad Makom Tumah, if he went in, he doesn't know if he came to the place of Tumim Lav or not. Vesfek Sfek Uvital. And therefore it's a sfeik sfeik and he's tar. But if there's only one suffix, we say tame. And Chachamim argue with them, says the Rashbam, because they hold that suffix B is only one suffix. Chachamim tam, sef sef mali sodach, it's mali beis sod, it's chad is fake, v'shem ha'olach adi kever, v'el shem ha'olach is fake or tame. So the Heilige Rebbe Lozor, the Tane, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua holds that Suffolk, if you went into the field of Bechlal, Suffolk, you went to the Makom of Tumah, so that's Sveik Sveik. Chum say, Ma Pitom, it's one Suffolk. Did he become Tumah? Did he not become Tumah? So it's not a Sveik Sveik. Ava be Yisoy Da Davo. גם החכמים מועידים שבספק ספקה, אז לינן לכולה בספק תומה ברשוס היוחית. We go לכולה, לכולי עלמא. They're arguing whether this is a sveik sveika case, but in a sveik sveika case, we would definitely go to kula. ונמצא שרש"י והרשב"ם עומדים בשיטה אחת לגבי פרט זה, שאפילו החכמים סוברים שספק סבקה טוב ברשות היוחד. אבל עיין בתוספות בבבא בתרא, שתמו על רש"י והרשב"ם, ומי הוא? כושר לרבינו תם, שני הפירושים. סוברות רש"י לרשב"ם, הם עומדים בשיטה אחת, that's fake sveika. Birshus hayochid is tor. But Rabbeinu Tam in Bava Basra is tamea. Mi hu kosher Rabbeinu Tam l'shnei ha'perushim l'maseches Tairas muchach. The Rabbonin mitamen afilu b'sveik sveika. V'snan kol shtei ochel rabois sveikois v'sveikei sveikois birshus hayochid tomei birshus arabim tor. Dahainu. This is a kasha. How did Rashi and Rashbam say Sveik Sveik is Tor Birushus Hayochid? We have an often a Mishnah in Tairis that Sofik Tumah Birushus Hayochid is Tomei, even if it's a Sveik Sveik. So what is Rashi and Rashbam talking about? Od Kosvat Teisvis, Ani Mitzatet, Rabbeinu Tam Mefresh Tepligit Rabbanan Mitamu Afilu Bekam Sveikot, Shudu Menadin Afilu Bechad Sveikot Torah Dukma Chazoke. אפילו בסדר דתום, אם כן, מעלה אחד הספק, מעלה תרי ספק, אפילו באחד הספק, אבל לא נאמר דתור. לא זה סובר אין לך בו על החידוש, דווקא אחד הספק התומי. דהיינו, שהתוספות מבארים, Tesis is explaining the machlokes between Rebbe Lozo and the Chachomim, באופן אחר, that everybody agrees that by ספק ביה, it's called a ספק ספקה. And they're arguing, if ספק ספקה, is Tohar Birshus Hayochid. Chachamim say that Birshus Hayochid, even a Sveik Sveik is Tamei. And Rebbe Lozer holds, no. Sveik Sveik a Tohar Birshus Harabim. In other words, that Mishnah that says we're Metame, even if there are a number of Sveikas, that's the Chachamim. Chachamim hold, even if you have a number of sveikas, we're metame. You have an open Mishnah. And Rabbi Lazar holds, no. If there's a sveik sveika, you're not metame. Only if it's one sefik. Kumtois. It emerges from this that Taisis and Bava Basra hold that Chachamim and Rabbi Lazar are arguing if sveik sveika is tar b'rishus hayochid. According to Rashi and the Rashbam, everybody holds Sveik Sveik as Tarim Shisayachid. Lefi Zeh Yotze, at the Shita Mekubetzes, in our Sugya, who writes that only Rebbe Lazar holds that Sveik Sveik as Tarim Shisayachid, he is following the Shita of Tosfos in Bava Basra. He holds it only, that's what he says. He says, you want to tell me that Rebbe Lazar the Amora holds like Rebbe Lazar the Tana, who argues with the Chamim and says, Sveik Sveika is Tar Mishus Hayachid? So this is only Rebbe Tosfos holds, the Shita Mekubetzes holds only Rebbe Lazar, who holds Sveik Sveika is Tar. Sveik Sveika of Tumah Rishus Yachid is Tar. But the Chachamim argue. So that means that the Shita Mekubetzes is following Shita of Tosfos and Bava Basra. Because according to Rashi and the Rashbam, everybody holds Sveik Sveika is Tar. Right? That's how we got onto this, because we were talking about an Ar Sugya and Bava Kame, that Rebbe Lazar ben Pidos, the Amora, is holding that Sveik Since it's a sveika, we're matayr. That's why we're matayr in the first, meaning the first day. If it would be a sveika, if we would say yesh mikta shilah b'lav lad, then we would say sveika and tar. We're only machmir because ain't mikta shilah b'lav lad. And that's because Rabbi Lazar says that misat sveika. What do we say? That when you have a sveika, you are Mitayer, and Shilin Betza says that would be like Rabbi Elazar, Tana. Even though he says Mapitom, he says he really holds like him. We're not sure, the Gemara is not sure if he holds like him. But I'll quote upon him, the fact that he says it's only Rabbi Elazar, not the Chacham, it means that he holds like Tulsus, because according to Rashi and the Rashbam, even Tulsus holds fake as Torah and Shaseyach. So that, sweet friends, is the first leg of our journey. And in the second leg of our journey, we in Ritz Hashem are going to see that even though the emes is that the Shita Mekubetzis is taka going b'shitas hateisvis, nevertheless, it's not because Rashi and the Rashbam learn that everybody holds sveik atar b'shusayachi, el hefich. Because Rashi and the Rashbam hold that everybody holds that Sveik Sveika is Tamei B'Rishus HaYachid. Not that Sveik Sveika is Tar B'Rishus HaYachid L'Kulei Alma, but Sveik Sveika is Tamei B'Rishus HaYachid L'Kulei Alma. And in order to do that, we have to answer the Kasha of Tosfos and Rashi and the Rashbam. You say, look at the Mishnah, it's an open Mishnah that the Chachamim hold. That Sveik Sveika, we're Metame. So how can you hold Sveik Sveika, we're Metayer? So that is our Avodah for the next segment of this shir. And we, please God, are going to see Niflos. Okay? So please stay tuned. And this will be phenomenal. בעזרת השם, כמו שיהושע הזה היה פנאמנו. בלי עין הרע, בעזרת השם. אז תודה רבה שהקשבתם, ובעזרת השם נמשיך בפעם הבאה. שלום שלום, אהובי ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי, בלי נדע להמשיך. תודה על ההאזנה.